Good morning, Vanilla. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My absolute pleasure.
So your event is called Clockwork, A Vision of Youth in Retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the name kind of alludes to what the general theme of the event is going to be, but would you be able to explain how the name relates to what's actually going to be on show?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's myself and Chelsea Cooper, who's a visual artist. She works with drawing, painting. My medium here is photography. And what we're looking at is kind of youth in this era and how trends of the past are really kind of impacting on and influencing culture nowadays. So that's kind of what, obviously, clockwork, you know, a literal kind of translation of time.
Time, yeah.
But vision of youth in retrograde is kind of retrograde, obviously, meaning kind of like reverting back to going backwards.
Going backwards kind of thing.
Yeah, so that's kind of what the caption means there, what the title of the show is, and yeah, alludes directly to kind of what the content of the show is about.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So historically, youth have been outsiders in society, doing things differently to the generations before them. Why do you think it's important to look back not only at history, but youth's role in history as well?
Well, I think, you know, quite a lot of history has been led by kind of youth movements, especially, you know, once the teenager was constructed, so to speak, around the 50s. That's kind of been a constant ever since. And I think it's really important to look at that because, you know, that those kind of movements and those groups of people are really pivotal for changing society from the ground up, not just for youth, but for everybody. And so, yeah.
So how do you think the images and art in your show are reflecting the youth of today as well?
Well, it's an interesting thing is because the way that Chelsea draws, it's in a very kind of 1960s Andy Warhol-esque kind of style.
Cool.
And my photography, I shoot on film, 35mm. So a lot of the photos actually look like they've been plucked straight out of the past. And the subjects I've been working with all style themselves on a daily basis. It's not just, you know, a kind of casual thing. It's their kind of whole ethos is rooted in the past. And so it's modern photography. It's from a modern standpoint, but it's actually like it just kind of could be taken straight out of the past. So yeah, I don't know if that answers the question there.
No, 100%, because yeah. I've definitely noticed like a resurgence of film photography. I know heaps of it, like mates and including myself that go and get those Kodak cameras, like special event that we go to, take one of those. And even though Kodak cameras, the quality of them aren't very, they're not great, but just like the look that they have, the aesthetic is just really cool. So it's kind of interesting to see how it's kind of coming back. Do you have an opinion as to why it's kind of having a resurgence in the, you know, the late or the early 21st century?
It's a really fascinating thing. I made a little documentary about it late last year. And what the kind of consensus was is that a lot of people, it's kind of like this golden age thinking in that kind of time, those time periods, the 60s, 70s, even 80s and stuff like that. And obviously before that as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of a golden age before digital era kind of set in completely. And with the Kodak cameras that you're talking about and film cameras and those old kind of things, often it's just really tactile.
Yeah.
And it's something that you really have to focus on, you know, if you're doing it in the dark room, away from screens, away from digital kind of mediums. And it's just a really different way of conducting life and kind of making art, and I think, or just kind of, you know, living your life if you're listening to a Walkman or something like that, you know, not that people do that, but it's just a really different way of kind of going about life in an era in which there's such an influx of kind of, you know, you've got screens everywhere. If you can take your time away from that and kind of focus on a record, say, or you know, clicking a camera on a little Kodak point and shoot.
Yeah.
There's something really nice about that. And also the product that you get from things like film cameras is often quite nostalgic and it looks like that past. And it's that kind of golden age thinking of like, you know, that past looked like a really wonderful time to be alive, potentially a lot freer, potentially a lot more kind of, not liberation, but
express through that kind of realm.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's interesting because every time I look, because we obviously all have like phones and are taking photos like that.
Mm.
Whenever I look at old photos of my mum and dad, it's all like on, you know, those little photos of them in the 80s and stuff like that. It's just really cool to flick through an album, a photo album of that kind of stuff, whereas we kind of, you know, just flick up on a MacBook.
On a MacBook, thing, yeah. It's easy to do, whereas, you know, if you've got a photo book or if you've got kind of, like I was looking through my archive of prints the other day that I'd gone and got done ages ago, and it's such a nice tactile way. Like you don't, you know, on your phone you can scroll through easily and be like, oh, pinpoint. It even gives you kind of a date header when that happened.
Yeah,
this is, you know, a photo that I took 4 years ago, kind of rooting through the all this kind of refuse of photos, and then you find one and it just brings you back. You're holding it in your hands and you're like, wow,
yeah,
I'm completely drawn back to that moment. I know exactly when that happened.
Yeah,
it's something else.
Super nostalgic. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
So how did this exhibition all come about? Is it something you've been wanting to do for quite a while now?
Or? Absolutely. It's been in the recesses of my mind for years, I think.
Yeah.
Because I've got a really big backlog of photos, but I've never done anything with them. I've never released them at all. And I'm someone who is really kind of, if I've got an idea, I just like, well, I'm going to make it happen somehow.
Yeah.
So I got in contact with Chelsea because I met her through Instagram, as with a lot of the people I photographed.
Yeah.
And then Instagram is a good basis, and sometimes digital media is a good basis. So it's kind of ironic. But so I got in contact with Chelsea actually because I met her through UTS going to school here. And I just approached her and I was like, well, these are my photos, I think, that we've got a kind of similar ethos and a similar aesthetic. How about we combine them? And so I sent her a couple of photos and she drew them up. And she's a whiz with like Photoshop and Lightroom
cool.
and stuff.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of spliced photography and her drawings together.
Awesome.
And it looked really, really cool.
Yeah.
And so kind of from there, it was like, well, let's have a show. But it's actually just kind of really got to the boiling point because we hadn't found a space and I'd been really lazy with it. She'd been really great with it, but we found one about literally a month ago, probably 2 weeks ago, actually,
right.
Which has meant we've got a month to work towards
getting
everything printed. And we also want to incorporate music, like live music. And, you know, we've got sponsors like Young Henry's and Happy Mag and stuff like that. But
cool.
we've had to get that on board, you know, literally pretty much within the space of a week and then, go from there. So it's been something that's been kind of roughly in my mind for a really long time. I've been working with Chelsea on this for a year now, but it's kind of, you know,
you're on the
come
highway
to fruition.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a month to do it all compacted, but it's coming together. And
it'd be an exciting time, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure.
What would you say is the most standout piece of art on show at the exhibition?
Chelsea's got some really cool stuff in which she's taken kind of like snapshots of old films, drawn up some of my photos, and then kind of superimposed the heads of those drawings that she's done onto old stills and old film kind of clips. So, for instance, a Clockwork Orange piece where she's taken one of my photos of this guy who's just incredible. He looks very much like an Alex Droog kind of character.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And so she's taken his head and spliced it onto that. And it looks really cool. And she's done that with a couple of different pieces. Like, I really like how collaborative works because, as I was saying before, you know, we've got quite a similar ethos and quite a similar place from where our art comes from. So, yeah. But also, the ones of Liam Gallagher are pretty special to me as well because I'm such a Oasis Britpop nut.
Right.
So yeah, those are going to be going up. And I had to sneak my camera into the venue for that one because he was having a little show for one of his music videos and somehow I got tickets to it. And so I snuck my little camera underneath my coat and snapped away a couple of photos. So, and obviously you weren't allowed to take any kind of photos or not even on your phone. So I'm pretty stoked that I've got these ones.
Yeah. I wonder if he finds out that you took, he probably didn't even realize that was kind of the rule.
Yeah.
He's just like, why is no one taking photos of me?
Yeah. I think he'd be quite aware of it. Just because, you know, you don't want things to be released before they actually have the proper release date, but ha ha, Liam.
Yeah, I got you.
Gotcha.
Let's get into the real juicy info. Where and when are people going to be able to catch this event?
Yeah, for sure. So February 6th at Vivid Shop in Surrey Hills. So Vivid Shop is a shop front, but there's a new gallery space that this awesome guy, Scott, has actually renovated specially for us.
Right.
It's going to be the first one since first show since the renovations. So it's a nice little place. What's the street? I think it's just off Burke Street.
Right, okay.
It's from 5 to 10 p.m. on the 6th of Feb. It's sponsored by Young Henry's, so there's going to be...
Drinks.
There's going to be beautiful live music from the debut band Coconut Cream, who are really awesome. A couple of DJs. Possibly, potentially even some live dance performances.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Which is cool. So it's going to be really, really multimedia. Yeah, so... But these places are incredibly important in being able to shape culture and allowing people like myself and other artists and such to go out there and do the things that could potentially change things. I'm not saying that that's what I'm aiming to do at all. Oh, God.
That's a dream.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Vanilla. I'm very excited for the event. I'm actually going to lock it in as well. I'm going to say I'm going to be there.
Yay!
Wednesday.
Fantastic.
So you'll be able to catch Vanilla and her event called Clockwork, A Vision of Youth in Retrograde at Vivid Shop in Surry Hills on the 6th of February. And we'll make sure to add all the relevant info to the 2SCR website alongside the podcast. Vanilla, once again, thanks for joining us on The Daily.
My absolute pleasure.